Welcome back here in the huddle right here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. Your home for Catamount basketball. Catamounts open up their regular season on Friday, 6:30. We had the coverage for you. Catamounts on the road in Boston against Boston University. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and talk with the most recognizable face on this year's Catamounts team. It is Ernie Duncan, the sharp shooting guard. Ernie, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good also. Good to talk to you again, Ernie. So you guys beat Concordia and St. Mike's in the exhibition season. You guys ready to tip it up for real on Friday night or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely, I know the guys are definitely really excited to get this thing rolling and get to Boston on Friday and start the season.
How does this team differ from the teams of the last few years? A lot of success, but a lot of new faces on this team. How does this team differ?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're a really young group and a lot of guys that haven't really experienced college basketball yet, so it's a lot of excitement kind of with the young guys and even older guys too. Myself, this is a brand new experience for me, and we're all pretty excited to get this thing going.
How do you, as someone who's been a part of all that success, how do you balance your own personal expectations, because you've seen it, you've seen what it looks like when it looks at its best, but you also have to balance that with, this is a young team, there's going to be some growing experience and learning pains. How do you balance that?
Yeah, just come in with a work mindset and a patient mindset and try to do everything I can to get the guys up to speed and kind of teach them what Vermont basketball is, and do everything I can to get them going and trying to teach them the ways of how we play here.
You guys beat St. Mike's 90-61, but that game was close throughout the first half. You guys were up just two at the half. What was the biggest frustration early, or maybe the biggest adjustment you guys made in the second half?
Yeah, I think obviously the biggest problem was we turned the ball over too many times. I think we turned it over 24 times in the game, so that was a huge thing at halftime that we kind of focused on and realized that, hey, we got to stop turning the ball over and kind of, slow down. And it was kind of, some good adversity we had faced. It was some good adversity that I'm glad we faced in the first half, and we kind of settled in and took care of the ball a little bit better in the second half. But, yeah, turnovers was the big thing.
When you look at your team this year, I think the last couple of years it was a fair assessment to say you guys like to get up and down the floor offensively, you like to play fast, like to shoot a lot of outside jump shots. Do we see the same thing this year, or is this a different team skill-wise?
No, I think it's going to be similar. I think we're a little bit more athletic this year than in the past. I think we're going to run a lot. We're going to obviously take a lot of threes. We're going to feed the post. I think it's going to be a similar team. And I think that a big thing is our speed and our strength. I think we're a more athletic team this year than we have been in the past.
What's the thing that you guys need to work on most that you noticed in the preseason that now you need to continue to work on as the regular season starts?
Honestly, probably experience. I think the big thing is getting these young guys and everybody more experience and more running games and trying to get them along that way. And once we kind of get some games under our belt and we can everybody settle in and kind of keep building that chemistry, it'll go a long ways for us.
How about you as a leader? How has that changed for you? Because are you a vocal leader? Is that something that's been new to you? Because it hasn't been totally your job. It's been you and a bunch of other guys over the last few years.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Like you said, in the past few years, we've had a bunch of leaders, with Trey and Peyton, everybody, it's kind of led in their own way. And now this year, I've had to step into more of a vocal leader, and which I'm comfortable doing, and kind of leading by example, and telling the guys what to do, and trying to help everybody out. And so I think I'm a good mix of being a vocal leader and then leading by example.
Ernie Duncan with us here on the Cats Den, 101.3 The Game at 101.3thegame.com. Catamounts taking on Boston University, the Terriers, on Friday night. The coverage starts at 6:30 right here on your home for Catamount basketball, 101.3 The Game. What is the biggest thing that you worked on personally in the offseason?
I think just realizing, kind of what we just talked about, I have to step into more of a leadership role and obviously, do a little more than I've done in the past, on the court. So, being able to drive more and be able to take more shots and just become better in every part of my game on and off the court.
What's the biggest difference in Anthony Lamb this year? Because we talked to Coach Becker a couple weeks ago and we said, he was mentioned, he's going to play down low a bit where he's a beast. He's going to play outside a little bit. He's worked on his outside jump shot. What are the things you've noticed about him?
I mean, he's improved every part of his game, on and off the court. He's a great leader, and I don't think anybody in the country, to be honest, can guard him. And he's a beast in the post. He can take you out and make a three, and he's pretty much an all-around player. And I think the biggest thing that has changed is defensively he's become even better. He's been really spending a lot of time focusing, watching film, starting to become a better defender, so I think that's a part of his game that's gotten a lot better.
Five blocks for Anthony the other day, but one of the other big takeaways from the preseason is the play of some of the young players. Okay, Steph Smith kind of being one of the floor generals on this team, along with you working a lot of the ball handling duties, but also Isaiah Moll has played very well in the early going. What have you seen from some of your new faces?
Yeah, I mean, they're all been, you know, just showing glimpses of what they're going to end up becoming, and they're all going to be very, very good. You know, as time continues to go on, Isaiah obviously has been, he's kind of like a microwave. You know, he can, once he puts a couple buckets in, he kind of gets going. He can score in bunches, and, you know, all the other guys have also been playing well. So the biggest thing for them is just now getting some experience against some Division I opponents and, you know, just kind of build on that.
Allow me to be the 1,001th person to ask you what it's like to play with both of your brothers.
I mean, yeah, I'll probably give you the same answer I've been given, but it's obviously a blessing, and I'm taking, you know, I'm loving every practice I get with them, every locker room, or every, you know, being in the locker room with them, every game, every chance I get with them, really cherishing, you know, this moment, and, you know, I'm really happy that I get to do this.
Now, you haven't ever played on a team with Robin, who's a true freshman, before. You've played with Everett a bunch throughout your whole life. What's the biggest difference playing with Robin, someone you've never actually played with?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun with Robin. You know, I guard him every day in practice. He guards me every day in practice, and we go at each other on both ends of the floor, and we talk a lot of junk to each other. So it's really fun, kind of, you know, translating our trash talk off the floor to, you know, getting on the court with him and going at him. But it's really fun. You know, he's a really good facilitator, and he passes me the ball, so I'm happy to play with him.
Do you guys all live together, or are you like, no, you got to stay in the dorms? I can't take you all.
Yeah, Robin sometimes comes over and hangs out with me. I'm like, dude, you got to go. You can't. I see you enough.
I can only imagine the NBA 2K games that go on between the Duncan brothers.
Oh, it's more Madden, honestly. We're not a big 2K, especially with Ev and I. We play a lot of Madden. Robin, too. I'm obviously the king in Madden when it comes to beating them.
Are you the best at the video? What happened? Last year's team was all about, what were you guys all playing, Call of Duty or something?
Yeah, Fortnite, Call of Duty, all that.
How much time do you really have for video games, though?
Yeah, this group's actually not that big of a video game group. I'm kind of the last. Ev and I are kind of the last of the big gamers, you know. But yeah, we don't have you know, too much time, but we try to get it in when we can.
I could be totally wrong on this, and you can correct me. I got to imagine that outside of yourself, I just have it in my mind that Cam Ward and Kurt Steidel were the other two guys that could rival you on the sticks in gaming. Am I wrong with that? They look like video game guys to me.
Yeah, especially Cam. Cam was good at everything. You know, obviously he was really good at sports, every sport, and then he was able to take kind of that talent and go into video games and whatever video game and we played, he was dominant. And Kurt as well, but not Cam was the one that was the big challenger.
How much do you get to stay in touch with those guys? We know Trey Bell Haynes is playing overseas. We know Peyton's overseas. Drew Urquhart's overseas. Cam Ward is overseas. How often do you get a chance to stay in touch with those guys?
I mean, I talk to them, you know, through messaging every single day. We have like four group chats going, whether it's a group chat on Twitter and Instagram, Snapchat, and then our own, you know, text messaging, you know, group me type of group. But yeah, I communicate with them probably every single day, and, you know, it's awesome to have, you know, brothers that, or, you know, brothers from the past years that, you know, I contact and communicate with every day.
Ernie Duncan with us here on the Cat's Den, 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. What do you miss most about those guys?
I mean, everything. You know, obviously, just kind of hanging out with them, you know, outside of basketball and, you know, just talking crap with them and talking, you know, whatever. Just really, you know, goofing off with them and playing video games with them and going out to eat with them. Just, it was a really fun group to be around, and, you know, I definitely miss them every day.
Are your parents going to have a condo in Burlington now that all three of you are up here?
I've tried so hard to try to get them up here, and, you know, because I'm telling them, Robin's here another 4 years, and I'm almost done, but, you know, you guys might as well move everything up, move the dogs up, move everything up, and just, you know, settle in here for another 4 years.
We need a new team mom to get after us on Twitter, because now that Mrs. Henson's gone, I don't know where it's going to come from.
It's not coming from my mom. My mom's... She's not on any social media, so she won't be coming from her.
You know, it's funny. You guys are from Evansville, Indiana. The head coach at Evansville University is Walter McCarty, former NBA player, played with the Celtics. We've had him on this show a couple times. I almost wonder if he had gotten the job 5-6 years earlier, would you guys have ended up there? Because, I mean, it's pretty cool to have an NBA guy coaching at the school in your hometown.
Yeah, so he actually went to my high school, too. So I've known Walter for a long time, and saw him over the summer, and so I've seen him, you know, around town all the time, and he's a really good guy, and he's obviously a really good coach too, and it's really awesome that he's coaching, you know, my hometown team.
Does he let you shoot in the gym there? Does he open it up for you and say, here, come in and shoot whenever you want? Or are you kicked out to the local Y or something?
No, it's he has that, you know, family type of feeling. And since we're both from the same high school and we've known each other since I was a little kid, and he's always kind of been around. So, no, anytime if I wanted to go in there and shoot in his gym, he'd let me.
Ernie Duncan, Catamount leader, leading scorer in last Sunday's exhibition game against St. Mike's. Excuse me, here with us on the Cats Den. Ernie, best of luck this year. Catamount's open up with Boston University on Friday night. We'll look forward to following along all year, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.